Two misting tents are open Tuesday to Thursday this week in Delta to help homeless people cope with a mini heat wave. The tents are part of the Homelessness Services Association of BC's extreme weather response to the hot weather. The extreme weather response, aimed at homeless and vulnerable people on the street, is distinct from the Environment and Climate Change Canada heat warnings that can be issued for the entire city and region. Chloe Good, project and program led with the Homelessness Services of BC, said an extreme weather response is issued when the heat index and humidity level makes the temperatures feel like, or above, 29°C. Temperatures at the Richmond's weather station are forecast to peak at 28°C on Thursday. One misting tent, open from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., is at DeltaSyst at 9097 120th Street in North Delta, where bottled water, juices and granola bars will also be available. Another tent, operated by Engaged Communities Canada Society, will be opening at 9098 116th Street, and will also be open Tuesday to Thursday, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Outreach teams will also be offering water. It's recognizing that folks who are unsheltered, and typically don't have access to indoor spaces are compromised. They have compromised health, they have unique needs. We're just trying to make sure that consideration and resources are available to support this population, Good said. Future years could see more support for homeless people during extreme weather. Because these heat events are definitely part of our reality now. Extreme weather events occur throughout the year, on an annual basis now, she said, adding that we need to make sure that vulnerable and homeless people have support. In the Delta area, Environment and Climate Change Canada will issue a heat warning when temperatures hit 29°C, 2 days in a row, with nighttime lows of 16°C or warmer. That warning then will prompt the city of Delta to open its rec centers and libraries as cooling centers. Fire danger rating. Despite the sunny weather, the fire danger rating in Delta remains at moderate. However, backyard fires, campfires and open cooking fires are banned year-round throughout the city of Delta. Deputy Fire Chief Tim Ipson said that in the next few weeks the peak hot summer weather should be over, with Thursday being the hottest. But stranger things have happened, right, he said. While the fire danger rating in Delta remains at moderate, it's climbed to high in Langley and other areas farther inland. This summer, the city hasn't had to send firefighters to help fight wildfires in the interior. It's been good for sure. We've been fortunate with the weather, Ipson added.